Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Well, I predict she's here in the studio. Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth. You're on. Good morning, Elizabeth.
I am here and I brought my shadow.
So Wyarton Wellie predicting an early spring, but Nova Scotia, Shumanaki Sam, she is predicting six more weeks of winter. So a split decision in Canada, I guess.
Well, hey, that's okay. You know, you never know what you're going to get when you wake up in the morning, right?
This is true.
So we had a little touch of spring in January.
Exactly. And a winter's day today coming up too. So let's talk about, predictions. I predict we have got a very successful campaign that will be wrapping up soon enough with United Way Perth Huron, but in terms of our progress report, how are we doing?
We are, I so wanted to bring my cowbell this morning, Jamie. Oh, we're so close. We're at 79%. We're almost at 80%. Woo. And I really wanted to ring that bell today, but next week, I bet you next week, okay, for sure. So we're at 79%. So it's just great. We've raised $1,798,000. Amazing, towards our goal. So we're doing amazing. Of course, we have 30 supported partners that we support in Huron and Perth County, and all of them support and tackle mental health. They tackle children's issues. They tackle poverty, access to services, food insecurity, and all these unignorable issues that we have really right in our own backyard that we help support. So the money is real, the needs are real, and we're really, really happy to be at 79% at this point in our
campaign. Well, let's say it's 80%. My goodness. Let's do it. Be a part of this campaign. Again, the website is perthhuron.unitedway.ca. Yep. This campaign is just amazing, and especially when we have coldest night of the year fast approaching, Elizabeth.
It is, yes. February the 25th, a couple of more weeks away for our in-person walk around the river. This is our coldest night of the year event. And hey, we have 46 teams so far. We're hoping for about 60, so we're well on our way. Okay. We had tons sign up this week. Nice. So we're super thrilled for that. Can I give you some names of the teams?
Okay, gotcha.
They're so fun.
So creative, yeah.
Yeah, we love looking at them every day when new ones pop up. So we have the Soul Walkers, S-O-L-E, of course. We have the Grateful Heads, the Windmill Walkers, Frozen But Friendly Saints, and the Libro Chili Bills. I wonder if they're Bills fans. I'm not sure.
We'll find out, I guess.
Yes. And Walking on a Prayer. Super fun. You can tell a lot of them are church groups, which is
nice.
Which is
That's
awesome.
Wonderful.
So,
wonderful.
Yeah, just super fun. And our goal is to raise about $185,000 in Stratford. So we're welcoming all kinds of clubs or families or schools or sports teams to get a team and raise some funds for those that are hurt or homeless or experiencing hunger in Stratford, Perth.
And again, that event is Saturday, February 25th, coldest night of the year in Stratford. It is fast approaching. The website cnoy.org is the website. Again, this benefits Stratford Perth ShelterLink and Stratford Connection Center. Be a part of this event. It's not to be missed at Upper Queen's Park.
Upper Queen's Park, yep.
And let's quickly a shout out. We chatted with Ryan about this last week, diversity, equity, and inclusion with United Way Perth Huron.
We just wanted to let everybody know that we are committed to supporting diversity, equity, and inclusion throughout Stratford and Huron and Perth counties, and especially through the Stratford Pride Community Center. It's a new center downtown Stratford in the Festival Square.
Yeah.
And part of our funds will go to support that center through our campaign. And it provides core operational support for the center. And I don't know if you knew, but provincial numbers show that rates of mental health challenges among LGBTQ+ individuals are higher than the general population. Includes depression, anxiety, suicide, self-harm, and they also face post-traumatic stress disorder. So, and there's also a lot of youth that are LGBTQ+, and they are 14 times more likely to be at risk for suicide. So this is an important center in our community that has just opened, and it's part of our campaign, part of our support.
You bet. 24 Downey Street, second floor upstairs. And a reminder, Stratford Pride Community Center have their Winter Pride Love is Love event. And that's coming up for the weekend of February 9th. So that's fast approaching, too.
That's right.
And can we do a shout out for your get together that's going to be happening?
That's right. On February 15th, there is a cheese and beer tasting event at Job Site, and all funds go to the United Way.
Okay.
Yeah, there's just a few tickets left.
Right.
We just sent a few more over to the Milky Way. Milky Way is providing the cheese, and Job Site is providing the beer tasting, and there's going to be a draw prize, and super fun. Just a night out, and it's $35, and all those proceeds go back to the United Way.
And that's Wednesday, February 15th, day after Valentine's Day.
The day after, yeah. So if you forget, you still got an in. You can still take your partner out for something to do.
Yeah, we'll share the details. Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. Thanks so much, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Jamie. Have a great Groundhog Day.